You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We are revisiting National Lutheran Schools Week this week. And during National Lutheran Schools Week, which took place last week, we had the opportunity to visit with students from St. Louis area Lutheran schools who came in to visit, share wonderful music with us in chapel here at the International Center. Joining us today, friends from Lutheran High School South right here in St. Louis, also known as Lutheran South or LUSO. Joining us in studio, we have student Linda. Welcome.
Hi.
And Mason joining us today.
Hello.
And we also have Miss Laura Hansen. She's an English teacher and choir director at Lutheran South. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
This is really fun. We enjoyed the wonderful music. It was a Handel today. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yes.
And a good David Von Campen.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. We always have to pick David some DVK.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So obviously arts are certainly an important part of what happens at Lutheran South. We'll talk a little bit about what you get to do as a teacher as well. We're going to start with students though. We're going to start with students. What is your favorite class so far at Lutheran South, Linda?
So I'm a junior in high school right now, and one class I've been able to take is AP Language and Communication with Mr. Michael Nations, and I personally have fallen in love with that class. There's a lot of great poetry writing and discussion skills that I've been able to grow and kind of learn more about, and just the way he runs his class is really entertaining, but it's also so demanding in terms of like the amount of work that he expects from you, and I really appreciate that.
What was the class again? AP Language and Communication? Something like that? What was it called?
Language and Composition.
Language and Composition.
Composition.
I call it AP Lang.
There we go.
I'm in the
English department too. I know classes.
That's valuable. Mason, how about you? What has been your favorite class so far?
So I'm a senior right now in high school, and I've had quite a few classes that I really liked. There's a couple of them. Two of them were taught by Mr. Nathan Johnston. Both of them were AP World History. And then he taught AP US History the next year. And then this first semester, I took a class that was called Contemporary Issues. And it was basically just the entire time was we talked about stuff that's going on in the United States, in the world. We talked about how that affects us as students or just us as citizens. We talked about like a lot of political issues. I really appreciated the class because it taught me a lot more about what I believe in as a person or as like just a citizen, as a voter. And then it also just taught me how to argue against other people better, you know, like how to have peaceful discussions with other people while also still remembering that like, hey, this is a person, this is another child of God who's loved and saved. Don't be treating them like they're some kind of monster just because they don't 100% agree with you. And I really appreciate that. And then I also, another favorite class of mine, finite math that I took first semester with one Mr. Bangert. He was just a really great guy. First year teaching here, just really fun class overall. It was basically just like Algebra 2 all over again, but I still appreciated it. It was a fun class.
Yes. It was finite.
Finite. Finite.
It was finite. It was very finite.
We need those people who like math because my music English brain does not.
Same. Same. Fine. Anyway, moving on from math, let's talk about when you get to hear about God's word at Lutheran South. Mason, when do you get to learn and experience God's word at Lutheran South?
Yeah. So it used to be every Wednesday, and then we kind of shifted around the chapel schedule. It's changed pretty much every year I've been here, but now we've settled on a schedule of every second day of the week, we'll get a chapel service held by our chaplain, Pastor Summers. Really great guy. I really appreciate him. Really appreciate all he's done. I actually get to help out during the chapel services. I get to sing the doxology during most of the chapel services, so that's pretty fun. But we get to hear about God's word during our chapel services every second day of the week, and then we also have a requirement for every student at least one semester every year. You have to take a theology class. Mm-hmm. Right now I am taking a theology class called Christian Living, which it's pretty much exactly how it sounds. We go over the Bible, we go over God's teachings, and we talk about what that means, how we live out God's laws, God's commandments, and how to just basically be good Christian students, good Christian citizens, good Christian people overall.
Linda, what about you?
So all those things that Mason said are true, and I definitely do kind of actively and very directly encounter God's word through those, but I would say for me personally, students and just these friends that I've met and people that have constantly pointed me back to God's truth and are really, you know, outside of church, and I definitely do have church friends that actively and like, you know, we're hanging out and we're in church and school together, but just people specifically at school that we might not necessarily be directly talking about God or his promises in the moment, but just their ability to point me back even when I am distracted is amazing.
So God's word shapes everything about your life as a student at Lutheran High.
I would say so, yes.
What do you appreciate about having the opportunity to attend a Lutheran school? What do you appreciate about Lutheran education?
Well, one thing that has definitely been very impressed upon me is the faculty and staff and the teachers that I've gotten to personally work with. All of them have been so loving and so caring, and just their ability to really listen to what I'm struggling with, and their approachableness and their ability to laugh with me is just so rewarding, to be able to actually kind of be friends with your teachers and know that they really do care about you.
Mason, what do you appreciate about having a Lutheran school and a Lutheran education?
Yeah, well, I know there's like a lot of things I really appreciate, but mainly one of the things I love about it is even if you're not in chapel, you're still hearing God's word. You're still growing in your faith. Like you could be in a science class, but you're still like, we're going over like the science teachings, and we're still going over like how this is how God made it. And we're just getting to learn and experience all the wonderful ways that God has created us as humans and the world around us. And I really appreciate just having the ability to learn more about how God has built and shaped all of us, and being able to have those Christian role models to look up to where you wouldn't necessarily get them in other places that you might be attending schools.
So we've talked a lot about Lutheran education, the classes that you guys enjoy, and junior and senior. So what are, do you guys have plans for after high school graduation? Linda, you look very excited.
Okay, well, I definitely am going to college. Still do not know where yet. And I know I have time, and definitely doing all the standardized testing right now and getting to learn more about that whole process. But I'm very excited. I'm thinking about going into political science, and so finding a vein in that. And also knowing generally what I want to major in also can help with like senior class decisions and really shaping that, so that maybe if I take senior year and I'm like, maybe this is not going to work for me, I still have the ability to change and switch.
Yeah. Exciting. Mason?
So for me, I will be attending Westminster University out in Fulton, Missouri.
Yeah.
Going there. I received the message, I want to say around Christmas time, actually, that I was accepted. I was granted a scholarship. The coach at the baseball team has a spot for me on his roster.
Nice.
So I'm really happy. I'm excited to be going there. One of my friends, former neighbor of mine, actually goes there. A lot of people from Lutheran South have actually gone there. They've been there for a semester, full year. And so I'm really excited about going there. Probably going to end up studying computer science in some way. I just want to keep pursuing, I want to keep doing math stuff. But also, I like theater. I love singing theater. I want to see if I can do that in my free time. But I'm still not entirely sure what the workload is going to be like with baseball in school. But if I am granted the time, I will hopefully be doing theater and choir there at Lutheran's at Westminster. But other than that, yeah, just going to Westminster.
Cool.
Ms. Hansen, let's talk about Lutheran South and its place in the community. How has Lutheran South been a part of the community? How is it a part of the community today?
I mean, it's been, now this is only year two for me. So my history of Lutheran South, I'm sure there are plenty of people who will listen to this and be shouting at me on the history of it already. But I mean, it's been in the community for decades already. It's seen some different student enrollment levels, but currently we're on a very upward trend. We're hoping to have about 600 students next year. I think we're at about 550 currently. And so what we're noticing is that we are fulfilling a need in the community, not just from, I mean, we have all of the feeder schools and all the Lutheran middle schools around who send students to us, but we're also seeing a large number of students transferring in from like other private schools or even public schools. So there's definitely something about Lutheran South that is special, like these, you know, Mason and Linda have talked about. There's something about this community that's really drawing students, and God and the Holy Spirit are working. And so we are fulfilling a need in the community.
What classes do you get to teach?
I get to teach choir. I teach freshman English and I teach senior English.
Oh,
yes. So Mason is actually one of my students right now.
I'm a favorite student.
Depends on the day. But he gets to see me so many times a week, and they'll be like from choir to English. Like, oh, hey, Mason, just saw you.
And then Fridays after school, we do an honors choir.
That's true.
Hang out with her.
Then we started an audition choir called Lancer Singers. And The only time that worked for everyone's schedule was Fridays after school.
Wow.
So okay. We've got about 15 students, though, who are dedicated enough to come in on Fridays after school for about an hour, maybe a little more than an hour.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really cool. What's your favorite school activity? You have several to choose from.
There's so many to choose from. I mean, my obvious first answer is choir. I love music, and getting to work with these students is so much fun. Outside of just choir, I really enjoy going to theater productions and seeing those students, some of them who are already pretty confident, but just seeing them take on these different personas and acting in different ways. And other students, sometimes you see them, I'll see them in English class and they are very quiet, practically scared to talk to me sometimes. And then you see them on stage and I'm like, who is this person? Oh, that's a neat, you're so confident now. And so that's really fun for me, is going to see all those different productions.
What is your favorite part of National Lutheran Schools Week?
So at Lutheran South, a lot of the elementary and middle schools, the students are the ones with dress up days. At South, we kind of flip it and the teachers have secret dress up days and the students then have to guess what the theme was. So for example, on Monday for teachers, it was your favorite sports team. And then yesterday was department stereotypes. So it was English teachers dress like an English, the stereotypical English teachers or science teachers, have your goggles and your lab coat and everything on. And then today is your hometown. So rep your hometown type of thing.
Oh, now you just filled it for us, Miss Hanson.
I'm so sorry, ruining it. I won't tell you the rest of the week. I'll keep that a secret for you. So that's just fun, because then you get students coming up to you going why is everyone wearing a jersey? It's not all the same sport. I'm like, well, why do you think?
It's a clue.
Yeah. So it's fun that, in a way, I get to continue being a student in a way of I'm dressing up today.
That is so fun. Where can we learn more about Lutheran South?
We have our website, lslancers.org. There's the Facebook page, Lutheran High School South. And then I believe, Mesa and Linda, there are at least one Instagram page.
Several Instagram pages.
Or you can go on Instagram and look up Lutheran High School South or LUSO and find us there.
I open up my Instagram page and every day I'm already on several of the LUSO Instagram pages for all the different clubs. And I'll still open up my Instagram and I'll still be like, that's a club we offer?
Yeah.
What are these people doing? Whoa, this is another account? Why are there so many accounts of the same thing? There's a 2025 basketball. There's a 2024 basketball. There's a seniors basketball. There's a freshman basketball. There's another freshman basketball.
So all over social media is what you're saying.
Yeah. Yes, all over social media. And if anyone is interested in potentially coming to Lutheran South, we do offer shadow days so that they can come for maybe the first half of a day and just go around with a couple of students to their different classes and get to experience what it's like there.
You get free lunch too.
LSLancers.org is the website. Linda, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Mason, thanks for being our guest.
Thank you very much.
Ms. Hanson, thank you so much for being our guest today and bringing students to share wonderful music with us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We are revisiting National Lutheran Schools Week. Last week, students from the area Lutheran schools came to the LCMS International Center and shared wonderful music with us in chapel. The friends from Word of Life shared, again, a wonderful Te Deum. Mm-hmm. All of them had great Te Deums this week.
It's true.
It must be a common theme among Lutheran schools, singing great Te Deums. So we have students from Word of Life Lutheran School joining us today. This is Casey Schmidt. She's fourth grade teacher at Word of Life. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us today.
Glad to be here.
We also have Theo. Good morning, Theo.
Morning.
And Maddie. Maddie, thanks for being our guest. I'm so glad to have you here. I can't wait to learn about what it's like to be a student at Word of Life Lutheran School. So what is your favorite subject at Word of Life Lutheran School, Maddie?
Probably math or science.
Or science. What do you love about math or science?
Well, it's logical. And then in language, they basically have an exception for every single rule.
This is going to be fun.
Exceptions to rules. I love it.
Theo, how about you? What's your favorite subject?
I like science and math. I like science because we get to do like sometimes like experiments and that. And for math, I just like it. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite experiment you've gotten to do in science class?
We did do volcanoes recently with like, what was it?
We had flour and water mixtures and we tested different types of lava.
Oh yeah, the goofy stuff. I did not like the goofy stuff. But I think that I had to be the first one to put my straw in it, me and Sam.
Goopy stuff, mixed reviews. Okay. Good, good. The volcanoes are definitely a fan favorite among students this week. So that has been very exciting. Now, when do you guys get to learn about Jesus during your school day, Theo?
We get to learn about Jesus Monday through Thursday or Friday because of Frenzy. And we have chapel on Wednesday.
Very good. Maddie, when do you get to learn about Jesus?
The same as Theo. We just learned in the morning, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We learn in the morning.
And you have chapel also?
Yep, on Wednesdays.
What is chapel like?
Chapel is basically like church, but it's where we get to raise our hands to answer questions. It's a tiny bit sillier and funny.
This week, while we're recording this, is National Lutheran Schools Week. It's Thursday of National Lutheran Schools Week for you. What has been your favorite thing about National Lutheran Schools Week so far, Maddie?
Probably Superhero Day, where I got to keep changing the boys into weird animals.
Theo,
what has been changing you into kangaroo?
Theo, what's been your favorite part?
My favorite part was probably just like the like spelling bee, getting to watch that, and like Bible bee. Yeah, like she said, Superhero Day and Cozy Comfy Day.
Ooh,
Cozy Comfy
I
Day.
I like that one.
Fun activities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. I think I forgot to ask, what grades are you in? What grade are you in, Theo?
I'm in fourth grade.
Fourth grade. Maddie?
Fourth grade.
Fourth grade. Okay, so we have all fourth graders in here today, including Mrs. Schmidt. Mrs. Schmidt, tell us about how Word of Life is a part of the community in St. Louis.
We've actually been talking about this a lot as a staff. What is our role in the community and how can we get more involved? So we've got Francis Park right across the street and we utilize it for going on walks, playing at the playground. But then how can we reach out and disciple to the other people in that community? So Word of Life for National Lutheran Schools Week is going to have our Faith in Action Day tomorrow, where we are putting together baby supplies for National Lutheran Family Services and donating that way. Tomorrow we'll have all our preschoolers over, so our one combined campus, because we are a unique campus spread out over three different locations, and just trying to figure out how else can we serve the people in our community in South St. Louis.
Very good. Now, you're a fourth grade teacher. Mm-hmm. What does fourth grade look like at Word of Life?
I love our fourth grade class. We've got 18 students, all from very different backgrounds. A unique part of Word of Life is the different nationalities that we have. Mm-hmm. So in our class, we have three or four different nationalities. We're getting ready to celebrate Black History Month and all of the other different heritages that our families come from. So we're actually getting ready to do our family history project to celebrate the family that we do. They're all going to interview grandparents and make a book about it. We do lots of group projects, lots of hands-on activities, novel studies.
Sounds like a very busy, interactive day every day.
It is a busy day.
Right. What is, when you look at the big picture of all the things you get to do at Word of Life, not just teaching in the classroom, but everything that's part of it, what's your favorite activity at Word of Life Lutheran School?
I love our faith families. So once a month for chapel, they sit together with their faith families. And then once a month, we get together and we do Frenzy, which is social, emotional, biblical based learning. So they come together kindergarten through eighth grade in a classroom. And we get to do a skit. There's usually a craft, and we focus on a biblical theme for the month.
Yeah. How many people are in your faith family, Theo? Do you remember?
I'm pretty sure it's two people per grade. Yeah.
Wow.
Two people per grade.
Maddie, how about you? About the same?
No, it's just me in fourth grade. For the out of the fourth graders, it's just me.
Uh-huh.
But about two people per each class, right?
Yeah, about two people for each class besides the exception to fourth grade.
What would you like for us to know about Word of Life Lutheran School? You shared some really beautiful things. What would you like for us to know? And we'll talk about how we can learn about it as well.
I think Word of Life is definitely a giant family. We have students who come in every year, and it doesn't necessarily feel like it's their first year there. They're involved with other things outside, whether it's connected with Ascension, Timothy, St. Lucas, or other churches. They all come together. And because we do things like our book buddies and faith families and singing together in chapel every week, we really are just one big community.
And Word of Life is an association Lutheran school, which I don't know if we've talked about that much during Lutheran Schools Week. An association is made up of several congregations who come together to collaborate and have a Lutheran school, which is a really neat collaboration to see that. What is it like to be connected to so many congregations?
It is really cool. So for National Lutheran Schools Week, we've had a different pastor come in every single day. And we have our three association churches, Ascension, St. Timothy, and St. Lucas. But we also have other churches that are connected to our school. So we've had Pastor Tim Staffeld from Epiphany, Gerard Bowling from Bethlehem come in. And it's just awesome to see all of the different parts of being a pastor and how those churches look different. But we all still come together and connect through one faith.
What's your favorite part about being in a Lutheran school? What makes teaching in a Lutheran school really special for you?
The sense of family and camaraderie. Togetherness that we have. It really is just one big family.
What's been your favorite part of National Lutheran Schools Week as a teacher?
It is fun to see their personalities shine, like how they pick to dress for Superhero Day or Neon Day, and just getting to see a little bit more of what they would choose if they didn't have uniforms every day.
We talked about your favorite class or favorite subject. Do you have any other favorite activities at school that you like to do?
I like PE.
You like PE? What do you get to do in PE?
We get to like do stretches. We get to play games and yeah, just like be active.
Maddie, do you have a favorite activity?
I really don't know. Probably if I had to choose one, I would choose the after school activities because my parents are teachers, so they have to stay sometimes late. So I always have like go to aftercare and stuff. And I always go before care. So the after school and before school activities, mostly just before care for before school, really help the people that need them, like my family, how they're teachers and they need it.
So you like having that extra time to be with your friends at school?
Yeah.
Cool. How can we learn more about Word of Life Lutheran School?
I think part of it's just reaching out to the pastors and reaching out to the people at our school. Mr. Ackridge loves to give tours. I think anybody who's been connected with Word of Life loves to share about us because it is one big family and we're happy to grow together.
Wordoflifeschool.net is the website, correct?
I believe so.
Wordoflifeschool.net. You can find out more about Word of Life Lutheran School here in St. Louis. Thank you to our guest today, Mrs. Schmidt. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
And Theo, thanks for being our guest.
You're welcome.
And Maddie, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.